Our next batch of news is a collection of good and moderately good news on the business front. Archant, the publisher of the Norwich Evening News, has found a solution to its financial difficulties, and we are told that grants are still available for tourism businesses. Furthermore, the Royal Arcade shopping area is coming back into life, and a plant market stall is going from strength to strength.
The company that owns the Eastern Daily Press has agreed a change of ownership for the first time in the newspaper's history, 150 years after its founding in 1870. Norwich-based Archant, which publishes the EDP, Eastern Evening News, and many newspapers and magazine titles throughout East Anglia and beyond, has been acquired by new investors who will provide funding to continue its transformation into a successful modern media company. The announcement also gives security for hundreds of Archant pensioners and their families, and protects the hundreds of local businesses Archant trades with, who may otherwise have suffered losses had the business, hit hard by COVID-19, been forced into bankruptcy. Simon Bax, Archant's executive chairman, said, "Safeguarding the interests of local suppliers and customers and its near 1,000 employees had been his priority." The new owners, family-based R Capital, specialise in backing companies with immediate financial challenges, but who otherwise have ambitious and compelling plans for commercial success. Like many other businesses in the UK, Archant had become increasingly hamstrung by multi-million payments required to pay down the large deficit in its long-defunct company pension scheme. Under the deal, that pension scheme has been transferred to the Pension Protection Fund, a public body responsible for managing almost 250,000 pensions in the UK. Shareholders in holding company Archant Limited, which has been placed into administration as part of the change of ownership, have been informed their shares are now of no value. There is no interruption to publishing in the business, which continues to trade as before.
Tourism business owners in Broadland can now apply for grants of up to £10,000 through two new schemes to help them get back on their feet following the lockdown. Broadland District Council has launched an autumn and winter adaptation fund and a tourism business COVID-19 adaptation grant scheme to help the sector, which missed out on millions of pounds while businesses had to stay closed during the early part of this year's visitor season. Councillor Joe Coppleston, Cabinet Member for Economic Development, said that building confidence among visitors and local people was crucial to bring people back and help tourism businesses survive the pandemic. Grants in the Adaptation Fund will be between £500 and £10,000, and grants in the other scheme will be from £250 to £2,500. The schemes are part of a package of measures being led by Norfolk County Council, the county's seven district councils, and Visit East of England and New Anglia LEP, the local enterprise partnership, worth more than £2 million. The council estimates that the tourism sector is worth more than £177 million to the district each year. The past weeks have seen an influx of visitors into the region as Brits shun holiday abroad due to the pandemic and uncertainty around travel restrictions. But many businesses are still struggling to get back on their feet and are faced with decreased capacity due to social distancing guidelines.
Owners of the Royal Arcade insurance giant Legal & General did not charge tenants at all from March to July, it has emerged. Now, in an effort to get empty units occupied again, retailers are being offered rent deals to add to the current business rate relief because of coronavirus. The arcade, built in 1899, saw numerous shops and businesses pull out over 2019 including the biggest casualty, Jamie's Italian, as well as interior firms Berries and Gray and the English Chocolate Company. It now has a new managing property agent in place, London-based Workman Limited, and it is going after new business in the hope of getting the arcade fully occupied for Christmas. The newest trader to sign up for a unit is Angela Ruthven, who owns Artisan Chocolates by Sapphire, relocating into the Royal Arcade next month. Norwich BID, Business Improvement District, together with Norwich City Council, has been working with the owners of the arcade too, because the venue is one of the biggest tourist attractions in the city. Martin Blackwell, head of operations, said, "The new managing agents do seem to have an interesting idea to develop, and we are optimistic that their new approach will lead to some new occupancy."
The owner of Botanical at Norwich Market has reopened the stall after lockdown and moved into a warehouse after enjoying a huge growth in online sales. Joe Readout previously owned an estate agent's, but swapped selling homes for houseplants in October 2018 when he opened a pop-up stall at Norwich Market. Since then, he has built up a large social media following, and before temporarily closing due to coronavirus, he was selling 1,000 plants a week. Fortunately, he had launched a website last October, where customers can buy plants such as aloe vera, cacti and succulents, and pots, with nationwide delivery. Mr. Rideout prepared himself for some time off in lockdown, but instead he was busier than ever, as online orders soared. Due to its popularity, Mr. Rideout moved into a warehouse in Hurricane Way, next to Norwich Airport, to store the plants as there was no longer room in his Spixworth home. He said, "We started in a single store as a pop-up shop. Since then, we've taken on two stores, opened our website, employed multiple staff, and moved into a 2,000 square foot warehouse. The market stall has now finally reopened following a refit and has been rebranded as Botanical Outlet."